Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings here on VOA Television. We have some special guests with us who are hanging out, it looks like, at home somewhere on the planet. We're going to get to know these guys better and meet them and hear some of their music. They are called No Lonely Hearts, and I welcome you guys to the Voice of America, guys. It's nice to have you all.
Thank you so much.
Now, I did a little internet search, and there was a country band called Lonely Hearts. So why did you guys come up with the name No Lonely Hearts?
So the name No Lonely Hearts was actually given to us. We all auditioned for this band that the creators of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were putting together. But I think the name No Lonely Hearts kind of like means something to us. We just want to connect with our music and write music that really speaks to whoever's listening.
Mm-hmm. And you guys didn't know each other before you did this contest and you got put together. Yeah, there's a bunch of you from Pennsylvania, from Florida, from Texas. So you kind of all, you know, came together and met for the very first time during these auditions, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not easy to put together a band for the very first time without knowing each other. You kind of get thrust into this.
Yeah, no, it definitely is crazy. It was definitely a process to just get adjusted to the way we all work. But it's been super, super cool.
Mm-hmm. That's an added element to making things. I mean, this is a hard business to begin with. And then your ages, I read from 17 to 20. So who's 17? Who's the youngest?
I actually just turned 18.
Oh, good. Well, happy birthday. Congratulations. So you're not the 17-year-old anymore. So I assume you finished school. Did you finish high school?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's cool. And then there's everybody up until 20. And so why, you know, I mean, the boy band thing. So whose idea was bringing, I mean, we've got BTS right now, one of the most popular bands on the planet, and they are obviously reviving the boy band thing, and K-pop has done a lot for that. But groups like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys here in the United States, we're talking about the 90s and the 2000s. So you guys decided you're going to revive the boy band sound on the American front?
I think we're going to do something a little different. Like, we have a lot of different sounds. We're an American boy band, but we hope to do a lot of different things.
I would say it's definitely inspired by the greats, obviously, NSYNC, Backstreet. BTS is killing it right now. But at least for me, I'm going to speak for myself on this part. I feel like I'm just making music because I love it. I want people to connect it, to feel whatever emotion I put into that song, and hopefully, you know, they'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys touring right now? Are you performing? I think I saw something about in Florida, but are you guys touring regularly?
Yeah. So we've been performing at a couple different venues, but we are actually getting ready for a tour, which we're really excited about coming. It starts in November, and I think it goes till about March. So we're definitely super excited.
Mm. Yeah, as you say, you're super excited. The young one is yawning, you know.
Oh, no, I was yawning.
Yeah, of course you were. I know. What's been the highlight for you so far in this short journey that you've been on? I mean, you had a big hit, not too long ago, and I know you're coming out with a new video, which is kind of in the Michael Jackson vein, but I just want to find out about, you know, what's the highlight been for No Lonely Hearts so far?
There's actually a lot, but I mean, for me personally, I would say like Playlist was a huge thing for us. Before I had Playlist 5, there's a big turnout. We got to meet a lot of really cool people, and it was just the energy there was just so great. So. And everybody loved our show. We were very happy with the feedback we got.
Are you planning an EP or an album? I know you've had a couple singles, but what's the big term plan?
We are planning an EP. So we have a Christmas holiday EP coming out in November, which is going to be super fun. But then in February next year, we are planning an EP with some more fun songs that we wrote.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to have you do a song right now, if you wouldn't mind. We'd like to hear some live music from you. So No Lonely Hearts, what's going to be the first track we're going to check out?
Ooh, okay. This first one is called All Comes Back.
All Comes Back. What's it about?
All Comes
Back. It's a very throwbackish song. I wouldn't say Michael Jackson, but it is very, what is it, like New Kids on the Block? Like,
yeah,
New Kids on the Block. Like a very New Kids on the Block type vibe. So hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Okay, it's called All Comes Back?
Yes, sir.
All right, here it is. Let's check it out. No Lonely Hearts and All Comes Back. Border Crossings, that is a song called All Comes Back. It's from No Lonely Hearts, who are with us right now. So it's been a short journey so far. There's a lot of great stuff happening. You're working with some very, very big producers. Do you write your own music?
We do. This is actually the new song that's about release, the Michael Jackson theme music video, was actually written by us, like engineered by us, written by us. So we're actually very excited to be putting out like one of our first projects where we did almost everything. So it's like really cool. Mm-hmm.
And so for the benefit of those who don't know it yet or haven't seen it, because I watched the video, Nobody Else is very much inspired by Thriller. And so, I mean, what is this thing, you know, if your previous song that you just did was kind of Michael Jackson inspired, and this one's Michael Jackson inspired, you guys obviously look to Michael Jackson as a big inspiration.
Absolutely.
It's very true. Like, he's just one of the greats. And like, with that video, I don't know, we kind of just wanted to put out a song that was, kind of Halloween type vibe. This is something you can get into.
Now that is a big, to take on an iconic video, one of the biggest selling videos and songs of all time, and to, you know, make a song your own from that context, even including the Vincent Price type narrator and laugh at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a risky proposition. Some people are going to start to want to compare you to Michael Jackson and his video because you did so much similar to what he did. Is that, you know, something you're ready for, you know, cause it's coming out, the video's coming out now. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. If you've seen the video, we also put at the beginning, like, this is our tribute to Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So this was just us having fun, paying homage to the legend himself. Yeah. So, we just did us, and that's very cool.
Yeah. We don't need any respect by it or anything. We're more of just like you said, it's a tribute. We're kind of like paying respect.
We're definitely not taking the spot of Michael Jackson. Yeah, no, we hope to someday be at that level, but at the same time, we're just paying tribute to the greats. Yeah.
You might hear from the Jackson family after come out, knowing how things go in the business.
I hope you hear.
And it's
good thing.
40 years since Thriller, so we thought it was like a perfect time.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. I love it that you guys, you know, I mean, are having fun with what you're doing and taking risks. And I think that that's great. That's kind of the way to get out there and be seen and be heard. And NLH, No Lonely Hearts, are with us right now, and they're in Florida. And so what is the plan for 2023? I mean, that's just around the corner, the new year. So what do you got planned for the band?
Okay. So many things. Definitely just releasing a lot of music. Like I said, we have our EP coming out in February. And then obviously we have tour. So a lot more performances, a lot more music, and just a lot more exciting things. So.
Right. And what about the EP name? Have you decided on an EP name?
I don't think so. Not yet.
All right. Give us your top three choices.
Yeah. What was that?
Top three choices.
Top three choices.
Classic love story. Oh, EP. But it was still an option.
It wasn't an option.
Classic love story.
Well, there it is. There's your top three choices. Classic love story. I love it. Well, at least Alex is being honest with us, and I appreciate it. Are you guys ready to do another song for us?
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. What's this one?
This next song is called Cruel Summer.
All right. Here they are. NLH, No Lonely Hearts.
Thank you.
No Lonely Hearts and Cruel Summer right here on the Voice of America, VOA-TV, Border Crossings. No Lonely Hearts are in a range between 18 and I would say probably the oldest is now 21, if I'm not mistaken. If the 18-year-old is up a year, then the oldest has to be up a year. And they got five guys who met in a talent search, which was conducted by some of the producers of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and I think some other very notable boy bands. And you work with songwriter producers who've worked with some other big hits as well. So you've got a great team behind you, and it's a very bright and exciting future. Now, what would you like to be doing a year from now? Would you like to be on tour with, let's say, BTS? Is that something you'd hope to do?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
And so why did you pick music? Was it music for each one of you? Was it always music? And let's be honest, or was it something else? Were you originally thinking of doing something else and then music came into your life?
We're all very different. We actually just found out most of this information recently, just because we all started to get like a lot closer than we've ever been, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But a lot of our stories are very different. It doesn't seem like any of us really just started. Oh, except for you. You were more like in the music stuff. Yeah, Brian, I feel like, was the only one that was like, since a young age, like starting off music. I feel like all the others were like slowly graduated, like moved toward it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the artists I've talked to about getting into bands say they did it for the girls. That's why.
What did they say?
No Lonely Hearts is with us here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America. So, in the case of One Direction or in a lot of those other bands who formed kind of in a contest scenario, everybody had solo aspirations. Nobody really thought of being in a band. They were all pursuing solo interests. Is that similar to what you guys thought when you initially started? You want to be a solo singer, and are you given the freedom to still do solo work even though you're now in a band? Can people do stuff on the side if they want?
I know we do a lot of writing, so I know we're open for that. Like, all of us like did some music before, and I think it was kind of cool because when we all came together, we had a lot of different things to show each other. And then we all had different writing styles and different ways of looking at music. So actually coming together, it was a lot cooler. It was a total different experience than what I've had just by myself. And it's a lot more fun now, I would say. Mm-hmm. Just to do it all the time.
And I guess dance choreography is a new concept too, because when you're in a boy band, everybody's dancing and you got to be in sync with each other.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
do the dance moves come easy for everybody, or is somebody not really, somebody's not a dance guy?
There's definitely some that are just catching on a lot faster than others, but we've learned how we all work individually now as friends and as brothers, mm-hmm. So whenever one of us is having trouble, we're not really afraid to ask the others for help and stuff like that. So it's like, hey, how do you do this move? Can you explain it? Slow it down for real quick.
That's great.
And our coach is super helpful too. So he's always helping us out. He's a little
strict. What do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned in studying NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, the guys who've done it before you, or studying BTS? What do you think is the biggest takeaway you've gotten? Something that you say, we got to do this. We got to incorporate this. What do you think is a key to success for a boy band?
We've got a lot of work to do. they work. I look at their days. Like they tell us like what their days were like, and it seems like very easy in comparison to what they did. Like militant training, and we're like just be there at 11.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're referring to Lou Pearlman. And the well-known documented story about how we would rent an airline hangar without air conditioning and they'd rehearse for 10 hours, straight. People like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And then when they did get a paycheck after five number one songs, it was for $2,000 each. So, yeah, I mean, those were difficult times for those guys. And it sounds like you guys have certainly learned a lot of lessons from the hardships of the boy bands of before. And I'm excited about your sound. You have the look. You guys are all really good-looking young guys, and you have the dance moves, and you have the fun attitude, and so now it's just getting out there and doing your thing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Do you have plans for a world tour? Do you want to do something beyond the U.S., or we'll just start in the U.S. and then move our...
That's the goal.
That'll probably be by next year. That's our goal.
Hopefully one day we can get there.
All right. What's the last song you're going to do for us? Is this the new one? Like, can you? Is it possible to do Nobody Else? You can't do it without the whole costumes and all that vibe.
More right here. This next song is our newest single. It's called Nobody Else.
All right. They're going to give Nobody Else a go here on Border Crossings. It is No Lonely Hearts with their brand new single.
That you're not like them. No, they don't really understand.
They don't really understand.
I see the temptation is taking over you. Oh, baby, can I take your hand?
Can I take your hand?
Crossings, and they are No Lonely Hearts, and the new song is Nobody Else, which it's a tribute to Michael Jackson, obviously. And the video even starts off with, you know, one of you guys walking in the dark with a pretty blonde young lady, and she doesn't want to go into the cemetery, but you suggest the cemetery anyway. And of course you go through the cemetery, and then that's when everything comes to life, right? And that's very, very much like Thriller. But you guys do a great job. I really like your sound, the harmonies, because Michael Jackson didn't have the harmonies. You guys have the harmonies. So I really love that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Nobody Else is the name of the new single that's out right now. The plan for No Lonely Hearts is to put out an EP. And do you have any idea when the EP might come out?
Yes. Right now, we're looking at February 14th.
love meeting you guys, and I'm looking forward to the EP coming out. And when you're in DC, come by our studios. We'd like to have you in there live, perform. You know,
absolutely.
That would be great. No Lonely Hearts is the name of the band. Nobody Else is the name of the new single. My name is Larry London. You are watching Border Crossings, and this is VOA TV.